needs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning out there. It's Tuesday, February 4th. This is episode 1586. That's 1,586 shows. Valentine's Day and City Teacher Work Day is this Friday, February 14th. County goes to school that day. President's Day and no school for city and county on Monday, February 17th. And, of course, today is Taco Tuesday.
Taco.
Uh-huh. Tuesday. No music. Okay. Well, all right. Couldn't find it. Oh, there you found it.
Just I can always find it.
Eventually.
Oh.
Today.
Brutal.
Today is a special day because it's not only Taco Tuesday, but it's a tease day that we teased you from yesterday. So I'm going to get right to business here, okay, where we won't miss out. I talked about Valentine's gifts that you might want to give your loved one for Valentine's Day. And I have found out that most of these little situations, they're not expensive. These are gifts that mean a lot to a person, but they're not necessarily expensive.
Oh, right up my alley.
Okay.
Do I have to make them?
No, you will have to spend a little bit of money on them, so it's not as up your alley as you might think.
Well, I'm out.
I tell you what's a real good one, starting off, is a coffee mug. People like coffee mugs. And you can put things on there, like if it's for your husband, good morning, handsome, or enjoy your coffee. I love you, you know, to your, you know.
The only thing with coffee mugs is you can have too many.
You can. That's true.
And
but they're only $13.74.
That is true. And that is nice.
And you can fill them with candy.
I've recently had to start throwing
cordials.
Away.
Cherry cordials. No, you can't, because they're not individually wrapped, are they?
Oh, some of the cellos are.
Oh, yeah, cellos.
But yeah, I've had to start throwing away coffee mugs, because I have so many.
How about for your beloved, a Puff Heart Charm Huggy?
Mm.
It's a little heart, it's an earring that you put on there. Now, that gets a little expensive, $31.50.
Mm. A Huggy for your ear?
You can buy your husband boxers.
Always need new boxers. Yeah. I just wait for Christmas when I can finally throw away all the ones with holes in them.
You can get balloons, but I think they're wasteful, don't you? They're kind of like a flower. They just die.
Yeah, Megan likes balloons, though, so I normally will get her some balloons for Valentine's Day.
You just like the helium in them.
I do like when they're at the end of their life, you just get to suck all the helium out, and then it makes your voice all high pitch.
Handmade crochet hearts. Now, you don't have to make them. You buy them.
Buy someone else's handmade heart.
They're $10.48. And also you can get a picture of President Trump on a t-shirt that says, "You're very handsome and a good-looking guy."
Oh.
Okay. Here's one, a pillow. A personalized anniversary pillow.
Oh, that's fun.
They're $59.
Mm.
But, I mean, you know, that's a neat present. Okay, maybe not. Personalized Valentine's, like with your picture of the two of you, you know.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Really, really nice. And you get them, I imagine you'd go to Walgreens and get that done or something like that. Here's another pillow. That's good. Valentine's Day bouquet of candy.
Ooh.
You get a little bouquet, you know, you get one of those little bouquet-looking things and throw candy in it.
Wonder if they have cordial cherries.
You could make one yourself.
That's too much work.
Here's one. Valentine's Day's Men Gun Shop, Gun Soap Gift Set. It's soap, but it's the shape of a gun. Our listeners can't.
Ah, but, it is. It looks like a real gun.
Yes. And so that's kind of neat. And so that's many of the things that you can get that are not, I mean, they're not terribly expensive. They're in pretty good shape. I mean, that wouldn't break the bank.
That's true.
But now on Valentine's Day, if you order Valentine flowers, and,
flowers,
of course, you're
going to
get
yep.
it from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. So they're probably the best in town.
Yeah.
You're going to pay.
They do last longer. They're flowers. I don't know what they do.
They do. They do last longer. Yeah. But I don't know. But flowers in a box of candy, they're going to cost you at least that much, if not more.
Oh, easy.
I would think they would cost you more. What would be a bouquet of 12, 100 bucks, 150?
If you're ordering them from a place like that, yeah. Now, yeah. If you just go to the store and pick some up, you're probably talking 20, 30.
Yeah.
So
they always have some at the Raceway, gas station.
Or any grocery store.
They're made out of paper, I think.
Yeah.
617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots after midnight. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 48. And then Wednesday remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson is our heart for healing honoree. A listener writes, "I've been coughing a lot lately and producing lots of mucus. In addition, there's been a squeaky sound as I breathe. A friend told me about pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson. The doc told me I was in the beginning stages of COPD. I'm following his recommendations to a T because I'm determined to see my 3-year-old grow up." Pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson at St. Thomas Rutherford receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant as the Heart for Healing recipient.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County.
The most up-to-date weather information.
We'll be here with you on radio and with Rutherford Weather Video Channel.
Rutherford Weather Updates on WGNS. And watch on YouTube and Facebook with Rutherford Weather.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Among the 10 games in the NBA, the Knicks came back to beat Houston 124-118. Jalen Brunson with 42 points, 17 in the fourth quarter. Atlanta ended an 8-game losing streak, winning at Detroit 132-130. Trae Young, 34 points for the Hawks, including the game-winning shot. Washington is 8-41 on the season now, winning its second in a row, won at Charlotte 124-114. Victories at home for Oklahoma City and Memphis, road wins for Indiana and Sacramento, which won by 2 at Minnesota, 116-114. DeMar DeRozan scored 33 points. Denver got another triple-double from Nikola Jokic in a win over New Orleans, which has lost 6 straight. Golden State edged Orlando, and Portland won in overtime against Phoenix, despite 34 points from Devin Booker. In college hoops, Kansas beat Iowa State 69-52. In the lone NHL game, Ottawa was a 5-2 winner at Nashville.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621, and Dalton and I are freezing in here. It's cold.
It's very, very chilly today.
I mean, I don't know what the temperature is outside, and I'm certainly not going to ask our local meteorologist here at the station.
And he'll yell at me if I turn it up.
Yeah. It's I think the air's on, though. I think the air conditioner's
on. No, it is
on
air.
Because it reached 60.
But, and the problem is, it's not set to 68 and it happens to be 66. Or set to 70. It is set to 66 degrees.
Well, turn it up. I can change it with my mind now.
Probably can. That's for sure. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. I'm looking forward to the next. What's that big event they have that we just talked about for like months? Well, up on the square, MTE. Help me.
Oh yeah,
the Christmas tree lighting.
No,
this was like a family event they had.
They do Earth Day every year.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it was that. It was before the Christmas tree lighting, I think. So it's been a little bit.
The Christmas tree lighting was nice. It was neat. That was a good thing. They do a lot for the community.
They do.
And they save up a lot of money, too. Mm. Song of the day, we're talking about songs in February.
Yes, indeedly do.
Hendrix played on some foreign jukebox. They were praying to be saved. Those gooks were fierce and fearless. That's the price you pay when you invade. Christmas in February. Sam lost his arm in some border town. His fingers.
That's the legendary Lou Reed with Christmas in February.
Yeah.
There are as many songs about with February in it as there are Groundhog Day songs. Christmas in February. Maybe a few more, but there aren't many.
I wonder what makes somebody stop and think, hey, I'm going to do a song about February.
Who knows?
Or groundhogs.
It can't be the first thing they think about.
I mean, I can see him writing it for a movie or something, but, you know, just to come out and just...
Like, if there's a movie called Christmas in February,
Yeah, but I don't know.
But is that... Why would there be? That's a ridiculous thing to say. Christmas is in December.
Jesse Curtis is today's good neighbor of the day for having a winning smile and helping hands. If you're having a day, she'll make it better. Now, day is, in my notes here, is emphasized big letters. I mean, you're having a day like a bad day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She'll make it better. Jesse's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
How rude. If you want to send in good neighbor of the day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information. Also, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor is a good way to get those in. And by the way, that same phone number, if you'll call or text in your birthdays or anniversary announcements for this February 4th, 615-893-1450. We're going to give away some banana pudding around 8 o'clock this morning from Slick Pig BBQ.
And we're back to the segment I'm repeatedly trying to get rid of. 40 is the only number whose letters are in alphabetical order.
Wrong.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A former Nashville hockey star in hot water following a reported DUI arrest. Martin Erat, known by many for his time with the Nashville Predators, was arrested in Williamson County following reports of a reckless driver, reports WKRN. Erat was believed to be involved in a hit-and-run crash in a subdivision, according to Nolensville police. Then, the same blue Tesla driven by Erat reportedly entered the Brentwood city limits and struck a mailbox. Erat played with the Nashville Predators for 11 seasons. His complete list of charges are unclear. Cancer treatment options have expanded in Wilson County. The new Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center has come online in Lebanon. The center, which is located on Main Street, moved from inside the Vanderbilt Wilson County Hospital due to high demand for care. The larger space features an on-site infusion pharmacy, state-of-the-art medical equipment, and new furnishings. The Cancer Center is in the same space as Vanderbilt Integrated Primary Care. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Memphis police say they shot an armed man walking near an elementary school in the Valentine Evergreen neighborhood Monday. Officers spotted the man on Hawthorne Street and Valentine Avenue following a shooting call. Officers say they repeatedly instructed the suspect to drop his weapon. MPD says an officer then shot the suspect. The man is said to be in critical condition. Officers say they recovered a rifle and over 100 rounds of ammunition. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, and it is Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. We're trying to clear up everything that we said we were going to do yesterday and didn't have time to do it. So it's time now for the weight loss challenge. Boom.
The Wake Up Crew Weight Loss Challenge.
All right, I'll start because I'm in last place, and I'm kind of getting proud to be in last place. I don't know why. It's just,
well, but you have a new motivation.
I do have a new motivation. I was really scrambling about how I was going to do this. Well, I'm joining on the calorie counting bandwagon. Hope I'll have a good week this week. Now, I've lost a pound, which gets me back to my original weight loss of, where's the music?
Oh.
3 pounds.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, John.
Still in the negative. Thank you for that applause. I don't really deserve it. But here we go. Now we go to who's in second place as of last week.
Yes, that's me.
Dalton Barrett, your weight loss today?
Dun, 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 dun.
12.3 pounds. Okay, so you had a loss this week? Oh, yeah, you did.
I did have a loss this week, yes.
About 3 pounds loss, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Weren't you at 8 something?
Yeah, so this week was 5.3.
Wow. So you're at 12?
12.3 pounds.
All right, and now we go to our man in first place, and of course he had to calculate his because it's so large.
Unless that Reuben gave him an extra pound or two that he was eating for breakfast yesterday.
We'll just have to see. And here we go. Brian, your weight loss total this week.
I have lost a total of 0.2 pounds.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm catching up with him.
So I'm at 13.2.
Well, one thing, he had such a good week last week.
He had a really, really strong week.
Yeah, and yeah. So it probably kind of caught up with you. Not
well, again,
you
I had
wrong.
Some calculation issues earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I have been able to go down one...
Pant size?
Not pant size, oh. but belt hole.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so I've gone down a belt hole. I can definitely, when I'm looking at myself, you're a belt hole. When I look at myself, like I can see visually in my stomach that I've lost a little bit of weight. And when I stick my finger in my belly button, I don't go all the way back to a knuckle. So I've shortened that up. That's how I'm measuring.
Your measuring statements are really, really interesting. I like that.
Wow.
And but you're really into it now, and you're on a roll. You're kind of on a roll.
Well,
and
I'm very close. I'm what, 3 pounds away from halfway to getting to my goal. So in about a month, I'm close to half.
I'm gonna try that. Wow.
I'm 47 pounds away. Okay, but anyway. And
I just measured with my belly button, too.
But Brian is still in the lead, but very, very,
very slim. We'll see if I can have another good week this week and catch up with him.
Be sure to drink a lot of water.
Yep. I've been trying to do that. Yeah, the biggest thing I've been doing is just trying to save up my calories. I know how many I want in a day, and I'm trying to save those up. So.
And trying to manage that sometimes can be difficult, but, you know, just...
And I'm trying to do it not with an app or anything like that, because I want it to be something that sticks and kind of carries and whatever. So I don't want to be back in the same boat I'm in.
Well, he's definitely drinking a lot. There are 2 water bottles and 4 coffee cups here on the table.
So this is water. This one was a liquid IV hydration booster, because I've been around a lot of sickness and I'm dropping it. I'm trying not to get sick, so...
Yeah, but you could drop pounds that way. No, okay. No, I wouldn't want somebody to get sick to lose weight. That's not a good way to do it. All right, it's time for Today in History.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
The year is 1789, and the first U.S. Electoral College chooses George Washington as president and John Adams as vice president. In 1957, the first electric portable typewriters placed on sale. We don't even have typewriters anymore. Isn't that funny how time changed?
They made a little bit of a comeback, actually.
Yeah, Tom Hanks collects them.
Yeah, and now they sell keyboards for your computer that work as both a typewriter and a keyboard, which I think is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Why would you need that? Buy a printer.
And 1974, Randolph Hearst's 19-year-old daughter, Patty Hearst, is kidnapped from her apartment. 2004, Mark Zuckerberg, launches Facebook from his Harvard dormitory room. And in 2013, Paris, France, annuls a 213-year-old law banning women from wearing trousers. And finally, 2014, Satya Nadella succeeds Steve Ballmer as CEO of Microsoft. That is a very short but important Today in History.
Very.
Always important.
And coming up next, it's Brandon Brooks. He's got more with Rewind. And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 4th, 1968.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup.
The Beatles recorded
Across the Universe.
Across the Universe. This date in 1978.
Well, you can't tell.
The Bee Gees at the top of the singles chart with Staying Alive. February 4th, 1983.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Karen Carpenter died of heart failure from anorexia.
You are near.
She was 32.
We've only just begun.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots after midnight. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 48. And then Wednesday remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more volume coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County right now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. It's trying to pick up over here in Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area. There was some radar earlier coming down I-40 just before you get into Hermitage. As you come out of Wilson County, keep that in mind. Well, Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check out all the details and that menu. It's on there at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS is happy to list your Good Neighbor Events on the radio.
Get them to us at least 2 weeks before they occur. And Oakland's Mansion is having their Valentine dinner dance on Valentine Eve. That's right, Friday, February the 14th. There are three dinner times, and you select the one that you wish. And after your dinner at Oakland's Mansion, you go over to Manny Hall for music, dancing, and specially crafted cocktails, and a variety of desserts and light hors d'oeuvres. Better call them quickly and make your reservations. We often need extra time in grieving the loss of a loved one. There's a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's every Wednesday morning at 10. You still don't know how to use that new smartphone? Or maybe the new iPad or computer that you got for Christmas? Well, head over to the Rutherford County Public Library System and they'll help you. Free. They also have free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. Contact the Rutherford County Library nearest you for more information. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here in Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city? Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Cities throughout Tennessee receive approximately $175 per resident. Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. Yesterday we had a really interesting dad joke that got him a thumbs up, but boy, that was a complicated dad joke.
It was complicated, and I don't know. I've heard listener complaints. It just didn't translate well over the air.
You heard listener complaints?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Well, let's see what he's got in that top hat of his today.
Why can't Cinderella play soccer?
I don't know. Why can't she play soccer?
Because she's always running away from the ball.
I mean, it was thumbs up, but it was just fine, adequate.
That would have been a five if we were scoring the old school way.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can't do that. We can't.
It's thumbs up and thumbs
we can't
down.
Say that because he gets all upset.
Yeah, he's
all
like,
oh, you changed the You're always changing things.
He changes the rule again.
See?
How about rolling that tie back up again like you did yesterday? Hey, I want to remind you to go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. It's 6:24. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew right here on the Big G.
CBS News Brief. A day after President Trump settled up with Mexico and Canada, China's announced it's hitting back over 10% U.S. tariffs on its goods sold here.
CBS's Cammy McCormick.
China says it will counter Trump's tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs of its own on multiple U.S. imports, from coal and crude oil to farm machinery.
Despite the tariff pause, Canadians are feeling less than neighborly toward the U.S. CBS's Chris Mavridis from Toronto.
It's only been a couple of days, but Canada's biggest tour operators and travel agencies already report a huge spike in cancellations for trips to the United States, while Air Canada says it's seen a spike in domestic travel inquiries.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in El Salvador, where he says the nation's president has extended an offer.
He has agreed to accept for deportation any illegal alien in the United States who is a criminal and house them in his jails.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A tragic update on a fatal car accident that occurred on January 27th in Murfreesboro. Authorities confirmed two deaths resulting from two vehicle crash on Middle Tennessee Boulevard at Haley Road. A five-year-old child initially reported in critical condition succumbed to injuries over the weekend. The crash involved a Nissan Rogue and a Mazda sedan. The male passenger of the Mazda, 35-year-old Silvio Victor, was killed at the scene, while the female driver survived. The child, also a passenger, was rushed to the hospital but passed away after several days. Police continue to investigate the cause of the accident, with speed possibly playing a role. And in other news, fuel prices in Rutherford County have risen slightly this week. The average price for regular unleaded gas is $2.77 per gallon, up nearly 1 cent from last week. In surrounding areas, prices vary, with Shelbyville seeing 17-cent increase, while Woodbury to the east of Murfreesboro saw a decrease of 7 cents. Williamson County remains the highest in the region at $3.12 per gallon. Statewide, Tennessee's average is $2.78 per gallon, reflecting a 5-cent increase from last week. Meanwhile, the price of diesel stands at $3.41 per gallon, slightly down from last week. GasBuddy reports a slight increase in national fuel prices, potentially impacted by ongoing trade tensions. That's all for now. If you're looking for more local news in a quick and digestible format, but you want more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyling salon. Come on down.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Here on News Radio WGNS.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Where is the best barbecue in town? In 1920 East Main, the best barbecue for miles around is in 1920 Eastman, you can buy it by the pound, sandwich platter or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down-home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors, in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system, and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need, staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48, right? No.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
That's right. Enough. And we're powered by...
And a half.
You were saying?
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Did I tell you that? Have we already done that? No, we haven't.
Yeah, did we?
So. Okay.
We did. And it's 3, 2. It's now 6:49.
There you go. Well, I wasted that much time. And we are trying to catch up with things that we've talked about. I'm going to leave the rest of it to you, though, Brian, in your 7 o'clock hour, I think. What else did we need to do?
There was the Age of Businesses.
Yeah.
Valentine's
Day. We'll save
Day,
that for his
but
hour.
But we kind of did Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we kind of did.
Kind of.
So I'm going to talk about, since it's Taco Tuesday, in Ohio, they're experimenting with a new Whopper.
I'm stretching. Sorry.
Oh, this is after he took his jacket off and everything.
It's hot in here.
It's the same temperature. It hasn't gone up a degree.
I wipe sweat off of
my
forehead.
You're dancing around. I mean, you're like moving around. You can't sit still.
That's how I get my exercise in, man.
It's not working.
Well, he got that point. He got that 2.2 pounds off. Anyway, I shouldn't make fun.
No,
of
Weight Watchers man. No, carnivore diet. What can I do?
Carnivore. There's a carnivore diet.
There
you
is.
Eat
oh
only,
wow, maybe
you
I should
only meat.
Ooh, that would
no sides, no
only.
Veggies.
I'll tell you what happens to me on those diets and like keto.
You want a potato.
It tears my stomach up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, my stomach gets really.
There's about a 2 week period where it'll whoo.
Yeah.
But then it gets better.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I have to
take sometimes it'll make you sick.
I have to take a probiotic
There's a thing they call it like the keto flu or something.
Yeah.
Like where it'll actually make you physically sick for about a week and then you get better.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I'm calorie man. Count calorie man. I'm there.
I'm just making better decisions.
Well, anyway, Burger King has a new burger out that is in Ohio, but that's not here. So don't get excited. But check this one out. Okay. It's a Whopper. It's got the regular Whopper stuff
Ouch.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But instead of some of they have cheese and bacon, and it's on a pretzel bun. They kind of calling it like their pretzel whopper.
Wendy's did that. They had a pretzel burger for a while.
Yeah,
I was never the biggest fan of the pretzel bun. It was a little chewy.
Well, the thing about the pretzel buns too, it won't hold the sandwich together.
There's a certain like a turkey sandwich, really good on a pretzel bun. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I love a burger on it.
No, it's difficult, but they are good. And didn't we get one when the up on the square?
It was just
my first one.
Thinking about that, what was the name of that restaurant? Moved to Eagle Mountain.
Main Street.
No,
Grill, wasn't it?
Maple Street Grill. And they had a turkey sandwich, and it had a spring mix, lettuce, whatever. And it had turkey, cheese, but the thing that set it apart was a slice of apple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's in that place now? Is there anything? Is there a restaurant in there? Is that where Fire went?
I think that's where Jack Brown's is, isn't it?
I thought that's where it was, Jack Brown's.
Maybe. Yeah. I thought it was more towards the inside of the square.
So Jack Brown's probably has all kinds of different types of burgers, right?
All the same bun, but they do have lots of different burgers.
Now, do you still eat an egg with your burger? Didn't you used to like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's not what I'm getting from Jack Brown's. They've got a mushroom.
Red Robin used to have those.
Yes, they've got one. A lot of places still have them. But that's if I'm cooking a burger at home, I'll do that for sure. Put a fried egg on it.
That Drake's place had breakfast.
Yeah.
Hamburger, and it had bacon and egg on it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Breakfast burger, they called it.
I guess we need to celebrate some birthdays coming up here.
Well, let's do it.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1902, Charles Lindbergh was born. American aviator who was the first to fly solo across the Atlantic. 1912, we spare no expense for sound effects. Byron Nelson, American golfer. He won 5 major titles, record 19 tournaments, born in Fort Worth, Texas. They had a lot of golf. They had a big golf tournament after his name for years and years. 1913, Rosa Parks. She's known for the American Civil Rights activist who refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger, born in Tuskegee, Alabama. 1940, George Romero, American-Canadian director. He directed The Night of the Living Dead.
And nothing else, really.
No, and they've had 18 remakes of that.
Yeah, and he did several of the sequels, and then he didn't, and now that name is public domain, so anybody can make one.
Yeah, and he died in 2017. 1948, Alice Cooper, American theatrical rock singer and songwriter. You know, he wears, like, makeup and stuff. You know, he's kind of wild. But have you ever seen an interview with him? He is very, like, average, laid back. He golfs. He likes to play golf. I mean, he's knew Glenn Campbell really well.
Really?
You just wouldn't think of those two together. Lawrence Taylor, 1959, born American NFL player. 1962, Clint Black, American country vocalist, born in Long Branch, New Jersey.
A better man. Knowing you this way.
Now, he was my favorite singer before Garth.
Yeah.
I love Clint Black. Got his Greatest Hits album. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. In Murfreesboro, Jerry Snyder, Audrey Lowe, Larry Farley, Bubba Vinson, Jack Cooper, and Phil Burgess all have birthdays. Happy birthday from the Big G.
You can add to our list. Call or text in 615-893-1450. You have until about 7:30 to do that, because at 8 o'clock we announce all the names and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig.
Well, today is National Homemade Soup Day, so get that crock pot out or that big stock pot and make you some soup.
Sounds good. I hope we get Brian's recipe. I love it. 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots after midnight. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 48. And then Wednesday remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Morning, it's starting to get a little bit busier on 65 northbound as you work your way up through Williamson County from Franklin on into Brentwood. It's been quiet so far down through Sumner County, Robertson County on 65 coming south. All that traffic coming down from the north. Now it's trying to load up on 24 up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, independent roofing specialist, they've got you covered. Check them out at IRSroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers, and I'm here to invite you to shop with us at Bell Jewelers this Valentine's. We have beautiful things on sale this Valentine's season. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry. We're giving you gift cards to the Murfreesboro Flower Shop, Nurture Nook Spa, and Five Senses. So you get flowers, spa, dinner, and candy with your purchase of $99 or more at Bell Jewelers.
Get out those wooden stakes. The Chosen One is back.
I'm the Slayer. Accept it.
Ah, that we will. Buffy the Vampire Slayer looks to be getting a sequel series, and the OG Slayer herself, Sarah Michelle Gellar, is reportedly on board. Now, the show would focus on a new Slayer with Gellar in a recurring role. Buffy 2.0 would also go to Hulu. The original ran from 1996 to 2003. No word yet on other returning cast members. Can you say Allison Hannigan?
It's very surreal.
Beyonce there talking with Entertainment Tonight after her historic Grammy wins for Cowboy Carter, including Album of the Year. She also announced the dates on her tour starting April 28th at SoFi Stadium in L.A. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, that means it's 2 minutes till 7. That's right.
Wow.
It's also 2 minutes till nap time.
I was not a math major, but I'm doing pretty good. Jesse Curtis is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for having a winning smile and helping hands. If you're having a day, she'll make it better. Jesse Curtis is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know somebody who's gone the extra mile, go ahead and nominate them as the Good Neighbor of the Day. You can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also get your birthdays or anniversaries into us with that same phone number, 615-893-1450. And for Good Neighbor and birthdays, head on over to our website, WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor for the Good Neighbor of the Day and /birthdays to get your birthdays into us so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yum, yum.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it by participating in the special census. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
And count me in to watch the news, or hear the news, that is. Coming up from CBS at the top of the hour is 7 o'clock here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
U.S. hits China with tariffs.
China says it will counter Trump's tariffs with tariffs of its own.
Chaos at USAID.
Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, is now in charge of the agency.
Trump meets Israel's prime minister.
Netanyahu is under pressure to resume the war.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new U.S. tariffs have been slapped on China, and Beijing has responded with tariffs of its own. That trade battle is now front and center a day after the U.S. paused tariff action against Mexico and Canada. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
After the 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico were halted for 30 days, the 10% tariff on Chinese goods took effect at midnight, and shortly after, China announced their retaliation, imposing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S. Those tariffs are set to take effect next Monday, February 10th. President Trump announced those U.S. tariffs on Saturday, then he put the Mexican and Canadian tariffs on hold just 36 hours later after a series of phone calls that ended with the president of Mexico agreeing to send 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border to help block fentanyl from being smuggled across the border, and the prime minister of Canada agreeing to deploy more choppers, drones, and personnel at the Canada-U.S. border.
Correspondent Jason Allen takes us this morning to the busiest commercial crossing on the southern border in Laredo, Texas, where the tariff delay has not eased concerns.
All Tune and Lube sources more than half of its parts from Mexico.
Oil filters go up, oil goes up. Pretty much any maintenance on your vehicle, cost of any maintenance goes up.
General Manager Luis Garcia wants to keep his prices budget-friendly for customers, but he told us the shop can't absorb all 25% of President Trump's proposed tariffs.
It could affect our business, could affect our prices, but we're going to have to compete whatever they change price-wise. We're going to have to match that.
So while the tariffs are paused for at least 30 days, Garcia is ramping up, trying to stock up on parts now.
So now maybe I have the time to even get more stuff that I need just in case. And in 30 days,
again.
It does happen again.
CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest this morning on the turmoil at USAID, the federal agency that delivers humanitarian relief around the world.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was named acting administrator and said some portions of the independent agency could be absorbed into the State Department.
This is not about ending the programs that USAID does per se. There are things that it does that are good, and there are things that it does that we have strong questions about. It's about the way it operates as an entity.
President Trump defended the decision.
It's something that should have been done a long time ago.
Congressional Democrats protested at USAID headquarters and called it an illegal power grab.
We don't have a fourth branch of government called Elon Musk, and that's going to become real clear.
And Secretary of State Rubio says El Salvador has offered to accept people deported from the U.S. of any nationality, as well as violent American criminals. Well, President Trump meets today with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu. Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein tells us.
Netanyahu is in Washington amid challenges from within his government and his ongoing trial on corruption charges. Hardliners in Israel want him to return to fighting Hamas in Gaza once the first stage of the ceasefire ends, while President Trump has said he wants to end all wars.
Well, transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more on the recovery effort in the Potomac River and the investigation into the crash of a jetliner and military helicopter last week.
It was a haunting sight Monday as pieces of the American Airlines regional jet were pulled out of the Potomac River, just 5 days after the deadliest U.S. air crash in more than two decades. Among them, the battered midsection of the plane's fuselage, one of the engines, and a wing.
Over the next 24 hours, our goal is really to complete our commitment to finishing the civilian plane recovery.
DC Fire says additional remains were recovered in Monday's salvage mission and are in the process of being identified.
We have positively identified 55 sets of remains.
It's coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In a few hours, the deadline set by the Justice Department to have the FBI provide the names of agents who worked on capital attack cases. CBS's Scott McFarland says it's based on information from a questionnaire.
These agents were asked what role they played in the January 6th investigations, if they searched or interviewed or arrested anybody, raising fears of a purge of agents nationwide. There's also this concern that this purge would impact task forces and send a chilling message to FBI agents. Be careful what you investigate next and make sure it does not displease President Trump.
There's word a White House order to begin dismantling the Education Department is in the works. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
CBS News confirmed that it is looking at ways to dismantle the Department of Education, which sounds dramatic, but we should note that we don't know exactly what that means yet and what plans there are.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Torian Small reports a Republican senator casts some doubts on a Trump cabinet nominee, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Louisiana Senator and medical doctor Bill Cassidy told Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services that he struggled with his nomination during his hearing last week. Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins posted a picture of Cassidy and Kennedy shaking hands and commented, quote, RFK is going to run HHS whether you like it or not.
A committee vote on the Kennedy nomination is set for today. And the Senate Intelligence Committee is due to vote today on Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Going up for auction, a Stradivarius violin that experts say could be the most expensive musical instrument ever sold.
This is a 1714 Stradivarius, and it was made during the Golden Period by Antonio Stradivari. So this is the peak of his output. This is the best violin of this era.
Mary Claudia Jimenez of Sotheby's says the instrument has been well preserved and could go for between $12 million and $18 million when it's sold on Friday. Time on the Roundup. 8 past the hour.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots after midnight. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 48. And then Wednesday remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 53.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Working with a couple of accidents out here. Pennsylvania Avenue at 57th, one there on Dale Parkway, right near the airport there at Murfreesboro Pike, as it starts to build pretty good. 24 up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. On 24 West, as you head past Bell Road, it's trying to pick up with more volume on 24 at White Creek Pike there in the Jolton area. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check out princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Three Stooges of Butterfield County. Ow! The Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. My sweetly, Mo.
Shut up, porcupine.
Ow! Oh, nice guy.
And we're back here on the Wake Up Crew Tuesday morning. Taco Tuesday morning, February 4th, episode 1586. A reminder that a week from Friday is Valentine's Day, and that is a day out for the city school teachers, or the city school students, teachers, as they'll go to work that day. Following Monday, the 17th, is President's Day, and no school for city and county, and government offices are closed, and all that good stuff on that day. We've got a lot of information. We're going to talk about what we have found through our vast research department here at the Big G.
Did somebody text us?
No.
Oh.
How we now know the oldest business in Rutherford County.
It is not us.
What is?
The oldest business in Rutherford County.
He hasn't said yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm just teasing again. And when City Cafe closed, they were the oldest restaurant, but they were not the oldest business.
Right. Well, we knew that already. We came to that conclusion last week.
Well, the barbershop was 120 and they were 125. We were saying that was the next. But this business that I'm going to tell you about is even older than the both of them.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So
I just tease.
Oh, no, okay. That was 1989, I believe, okay. If I have that right.
Franklin's Print Works.
That was in the 80s as well. They used to be on Northfield.
That's okay. We're just trying to get all advertisers
I'm
in.
I'm just naming the prep sponsors.
John may correct on that. It may have been 85, but it was in the 80s. Anyway, let's do our song of the day. We're looking at February songs. And John said this was a legendary person.
Did he say the business yet?
No, he hasn't. That was a tease. He's okay. Teasing, yeah. Okay.
Lou Reed,
legendary rocker.
Okay, well, here's his song that he doesn't really sing.
Hendrix played on some foreign jukebox. They were praying to be saved.
You ever heard him sing?
Those goose were fierce and fearless.
That's why.
That's oh, I see. But you said he was really famous.
No, he is famous. Christmas underground kind of rock and roll guy.
Gotcha. Well, there's Christmas in February.
Sam, which is a sentence that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that's our song of the day.
Look up Lou Reed, and Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've heard of Lou Reed.
Yeah, look him up, and
we could have Lou Reed week next week.
We could. I don't know if he's got that many hits, but
I have a traffic note.
Lou Reed, born March 2nd, 1942. Lewis Allen Reed is his full name. New York musician, poet, photographer, and songwriter. He was in the band The Velvet Underground.
Yep.
Interesting. Little traffic news.
He only cares about tidbits when they're his.
Last week, T-Dot changed...
Oh, he's dead. He died in 2013.
Yeah, he died.
T-Dot changed the speed limit on 231 last week. Shebelville Highway, South
really?
Church
to
Street.
What?
It's from the Bedford County, Rutherford County line to the city limits of Murfreesboro. You remember it was 65 through there.
It's not anymore.
It's 55.
Yeah.
Yep. I got T-boned by somebody going over the speed limit.
It's dangerous, man. And people turning left to make
wrong end
to make a U-turn.
You said to the Murfreesboro line or city limits.
But they've got Christiana. They've got Christiana right. Schools, and you don't need to be going 65 through there.
No,
even
no.
On a even when the school's not in session. 55.
Oh, I wasn't on 231.
Yeah, you were, but it was the other end.
You were on the Walter Hill end.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the South Church Lebanon. Street.
Got it.
So I think Lebanon, the court of Lebanon is 55, though, isn't it?
It's not 65.
But it's not four lane either.
That is true.
You know,
it's not a divided highway.
Yeah, I think where that one's. But boy, people trying to cut over to that other side, man, it's murder.
It's like playing a game of Frogger.
Yeah,
trying to get across the road there. So glad they did that. So the oldest business in Rutherford County, and this is thanks to Bart Walker, because I asked him about it, because we were talking about, you know, the radio station, 78 years, long time. Then he said, well, the oldest business is Bell Jewelers.
Okay.
We didn't even think about
that.
Yeah.
Yep. 1879 is when Bell Jewelers opened.
Okay. Oh, mercy.
That's a family business, too.
It is.
And still have family people.
Right.
I mean, okay. Now, so, they were on the square. Weren't they on the square?
79.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. You said 1879.
1879.
Right? Oh, yep. You're going to fact check. We don't want fake news on this show.
That is 146 years old.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to them.
Yep.
They're about to celebrate their 105th anniversary. But we do still think that Sir Pizza is the oldest restaurant.
I think so. Yeah. Oldest restaurant. But it went from oldest restaurant to then oldest business.
Now, who gave you that information?
Bart.
Bart did? Okay. Yeah. Wow, Bart coming through there.
He was about 20 in 1879, so that tracks. he probably bought his engagement ring the year they opened.
Ooh. Now, you can talk about his age, but I don't know, Mary.
William Bell opened...
to his first wife, not Leanne.
Yeah, yeah.
He opened Bell Jewelers on 8 North Public Square, downtown. Okay. William Bell. And
that's amazing they've been in business that long.
That is crazy. That's a long time.
The original owner died in 1937, so the operation was picked up by his son, James Bell, who died at a relatively young age in 49. Then it was sold to Dixon and family partners, and then some Jennings got involved. But anyway, it's a locally owned business. They moved in 1998 off of the square to where they are now on Northwest Broad Street.
They've been there a good while now. Yep. I mean,
they have. Yeah. And 98.
So they moved. Okay. 98. They moved
98.
There.
I may have said 89, but 98. And then it got me to thinking about, well, Bell Jewelers and then Mullins Jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Mullins Jewelry, 1938.
Oh, okay.
When they opened. So, and of course, they opened in 2010, J. Mullins Jewelry, but it's the same family business, right. And they moved off the square as well. But so two of our older businesses here in Rutherford County.
And that's the son now running it, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeff.
No, Tim.
No, Jeff's son, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Bell Jewelers, congratulations. Put a sticker on your door so everybody knows.
A little history. You know, folks who move into this area, and there are more people that have moved here than original Rutherford Countyans now, I think. But they like to hear a little bit about history.
Or they don't care at all.
Well, I think, you know.
We have a big section of our county that are older and want to know the history.
Right, right,
and then
right.
There's the new breed that have come in.
They just come from other places and are trying to find out, you know, a little bit of the history of the place there. All right, Taco Tuesday straight ahead here after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Among the 10 games in the NBA, the Knicks came back to beat Houston 124-118. Jalen Brunson with 42 points, 17 in the fourth quarter. Atlanta ended an 8-game losing streak, winning at Detroit 132-130. Trae Young, 34 points for the Hawks, including the game-winning shot. Washington is 8-41 on the season now, winning its second in a row, one at Charlotte 124-114. Victories at home for Oklahoma City and Memphis, road wins for Indiana and Sacramento, which won by 2 at Minnesota, 116-114. DeMar DeRozan scored 33 points. Denver got another triple-double from Nikola Jokic in a win over New Orleans, which has lost 6 straight. Golden State edged Orlando, and Portland won in overtime against Phoenix, despite 34 points from Devin Booker. In college hoops, Kansas beat Iowa State 69-52. In the lone NHL game, Ottawa was a 5-2 winner at Nashville.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25
minutes.
Go
to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online.
LowTCenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:22. It is the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, on a Taco Tuesday. So we are exactly 10 days from Valentine's Day. 10 days from today. And I thought on Taco Tuesday, this segment would be a good chance for us to maybe talk about some romantic-y restaurants.
Oh, nice.
Here in Murfreesboro.
What do you know about romantic-y restaurants? Do we need love music or anything? Some kind of like love?
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
I'm really trying.
What is the name of that song?
Before you get into that, while you're searching, have you tried the... Didn't you tell me you tried the Taco Bell chicken nuggets?
I've not tried them, not yet.
Did you try them?
I heard they're really good.
Okay, I didn't know.
I've heard they're like excellent. So
they'd be good on calorie counting, I would think. You know,
most chicken nuggets are.
Yeah, that surprises me too.
Yeah, because they are fried, but they're all protein.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so not as bad as you would think.
Right. Right.
And now. Some restaurants you can go to. We don't need the music. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, romantical restaurants.
So. This is from Yelp.
Trying to hold back that feeling.
And TripAdvisor. The Fried Tater.
Where is the Fried Tater?
That's on Versailles Road, isn't it? Versailles?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a romantic getaway?
I don't think I would ever take my partner to a place.
Well, it is different, and it's rustic.
Right.
You know?
Rustic.
It's like an old store, and they've converted into a little restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, you can get fried bologna sandwiches, a Western burger, corn nuggets. It's just kind of maybe vintagey.
Ooh, I love corn nuggets.
A smaller version of Miller's Grocery.
Yeah,
what it is.
I think so. This is
Drake's. Oh, what are you talking about? Okay.
Oshia's Hibachi and Sushi.
Any hibachi restaurant is a nice one that's well kept. Is probably going to be pretty good. Maybe get a table and
You can watch, and especially if you don't know the girl that well, you can watch.
Well,
you know.
I was going to say get a table instead of going to where they cook in front of you.
Okay.
You know, get a, you know.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to spend your date night with other people.
Okay.
You know, you just get to sit with them.
Puckett's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of got that rustic
the square
feeling.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd call it romantic.
Well, just Valentine's
How
Day.
How did that bar do that was up there where Puckett's was? Doesn't Puckett's have music, though? Don't they have some singers
have
and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be good to get a little bit of that.
Yeah. The Chop House.
Chop House, good.
I can see that one, yeah.
Milano's, too.
Yeah,
I've not been, but I've heard really good things. So
it's got that rustic kind of feel, too.
Kind of a little house and all that kind of thing. Steakhouse 5.
Where is that?
It's over off Northfield, right?
Let's see. It is on Medical Center Parkway.
Oh. Okay, Steakhouse 5. That's a new one.
Oh, that's in the Fountains, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got center cut filet mignon.
Oh, $45.
Pork chops.
Yeah, it's not a cheap place.
Dry aged ribeye steak.
But money is no no option there. I mean, when you this Valentine's Day
till you get married, and then it's an option.
They're only open for dinner, 5:30 to 10 each
That's
day.
How you know it's a fancy restaurant. They only open for one meal.
Yeah,
because they can make all their money in a day in just that one meal.
Bonefish Grill.
Okay.
I've never been to Bonefish Grill.
I have not either.
I've never eaten there. I've walked in and talked to my brother there, but I've never eaten there.
Mm.
The Parthenon Grill.
Yeah. A lot. That used to be so good. I don't know. I haven't been since they moved.
We went once. The food's really good there. Primrose Table.
Primrose. Yeah. I knew that was going to be on the list. You know what? It being a shopping center, it is kind of... You know, it is kind of romantic, though. I mean, they've fixed that up nice.
It's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's like our office.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's all about the ambiance.
They have lamb chops and pork chops and steak tips and...
All kinds of chops and
mahi, French onion soup, my wife's favorite. Fish and chips.
Sounds like we know where he's going.
Tres Leche chocolate.
Well, you know when you're single, when you don't know, you've never been to any of these restaurants. That's a good sign that you...
Or poor.
Yeah, poor. Yeah, poor and single.
Here is one of my favorites: the Alley on Main.
Yeah,
it since it opened has really quickly moved up my list of favorite places to eat in town.
I love the Alley. Don't get me wrong, but I do have a little bit of a problem with. There's so many people in there.
It is,
and
it's
not private. It's kind of like you're right there, and right to your left is somebody else. But I love the place. I mean, yeah. I love the place. And it's dark. At least it's kind of dark in there.
They've got that's one of those places that I have not had anything bad on the menu.
Yeah.
It's all pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Gravy.
Their gravy. They've got really good fish, like blackened fish is good. So
according to Yelp, Five Senses is number one.
I've never been because I can't afford it, but I've heard really good things about Five Senses.
It's on Northfield.
My sister loves that place.
They do a deal one day a week. I think it's Tuesdays where like and this is a sale. Two people can eat for $80. That's a little out of my
price
range.
I'm still trying to figure out how the fried tater got in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so small. It's a real small place. Yeah, but I guess that's the intimacy, I guess.
And out of the way.
Yeah.
And if you live
and it was number 10.
True, yeah.
And if you live in Siegel, just going across town to Rockvale, out
takes
in the country.
Hour.
I mean, that's part of it. Another list says Tandoor Indian is also one of the good places to go. All right, 7:28.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Meet new friends and have fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
They have a lot of trips they take to different places, which is good, and they go out a lot, about once a month, I would say, at least, to a different restaurant to eat lunch. So they have a lot of extra activities here that you can do.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
The staff here is just wonderful. You can't compare it with any other place.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30, Tuesday morning, February 4th, episode 1586 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday to Jerry Snyder, Audrey Lowe, Larry Farley, Bubba Vinson, Jack Cooper, and Phil Burgess.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us. Anniversaries too, 615-893-1450. That is the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Big Barbecue. That's the prize, so go ahead and get them in.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Okay, 7:31, just about it, and we're going to have traffic and weather, plus a local news check. More Taco Tuesday straight ahead here at about 7:35 as well.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 65 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots after midnight. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 48. And then Wednesday remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning. You got this wreck to the sign on 24 eastbound, right near the Sullivan Evans Bridge. That's going to be just past Shelby on 24 eastbound, slowing down that traffic as you come past Ellington Parkway. It's gotten a little bit heavier. 65 south down through Millersville, trying its best to load up in a couple of spots like 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro. It's on the increase with that volume. 65 north from Franklin into Brentwood up through Williamson County. Hey, LLV offers everything a fun couple or single could want. Luxury Lifestyle Vacations offers an all-inclusive resorts and cruises all over the world. Google LLVClub.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
State Representative Charlie Baum of Murfreesboro has been appointed chairman of the House Higher Education Subcommittee for the 114th General Assembly. Baum, an economics professor at Middle Tennessee State University with over 25 years of higher education experience, has served in the Tennessee House since 2018. House Speaker Cameron Sexton praised Baum's commitment to advancing higher education, stating his leadership will strengthen Tennessee's institutions. Baum expressed gratitude for the appointment, emphasizing the subcommittee's role in addressing critical issues for educators as well as students. Baum will also serve on the Education Committee and the Finance, Ways, and Means Committees. He represents District 37, which includes part of Rutherford County. The Murfreesboro Police Department's Real-Time Crime Center successfully recovered a stolen Nissan Altima on January the 30th. License plate reader technology detected the vehicle, which was tracked to Jackson, Tennessee, before returning to Murfreesboro. Officers located the car at Chariot Point Apartments on Northfield Boulevard. A 17-year-old driver was arrested for theft of property and taken into the juvenile detention center. A man outside the vehicle received a misdemeanor citation for marijuana possession. In a similar incident, Lebanon police used SafeNet technology to recover the stolen vehicle at a Quick Trip gas station, arresting a 33-year-old Mississippi man. Both cases highlight the effectiveness of advanced technology in combating crime. That's all for now. If you're looking for more local news and more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 as we continue on a Tuesday morning Wake Up Crew. It's Taco Tuesday, part two. And I had just written down on this piece of paper Drake's, just to be sure to mention that.
Yeah, we went past Sunday.
Yes, two Sundays ago. I think you and I talked a little bit about it, but I don't know if it was on the air. Can't remember now. But was telling you about Drake's.
We had
it's a really interesting menu.
It's a weird combination of foods, but I had fish tacos and they were excellent. First time we went, I had a burger, I think. So, fish tacos are pretty good, light, you know, not as heavy. And they have sushi. So it's beer, burgers, and sushi is like their thing, which is a weird combination.
Yeah, weird.
But they have like chicken wings. So it's kind of like, you know, sports bar type of food, but sushi with it. Or you can get it.
And it's good. They had a, do you like crab wontons, like from a Chinese restaurant?
Uh-huh.
So they had a sushi roll. This is what we got. Good. And it was crab wonton filling with rice, and then they deep fry it.
Mm.
And it was marvelous.
I'd rather have that than a wonton, and I like wontons.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Not as much breading on it. Yeah, it was good.
They had a little sweet chili sauce on drizzled on the top of it. I mean, it really wasn't hot at all, but man, and they tasted good.
You had a breakfast burrito, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have a brunch menu on Saturday and Sunday, I think.
I think so. But it was pretty good. It's a weird, and it's busy. It's a, I want to say Franklin restaurant chain. They just opened a location here, so it's packed, but pretty good.
And you turn in where the Clary Park entrance is off Medical Center and go. So it's not even on Medical Center Parkway. You can see it from there. So you have to. It's not like one of those places you're driving down and say, "Oh, let me pull in here." It's right behind the new Firebird place,
which that would be a good Valentine's Day place.
I think we did talk about it on there because I said that seemed like a difficult place location.
But it's, I mean, it's hopping.
Yeah.
And they knew it was going to be because they put a lot of parking there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they...
Did you have to wait a long time?
We did. We had a lot of people because Bobby and her fiancé came, and then me and Megan were there, and him and Mama. So that's six people.
Yeah.
Well, and Heather has to have a... They have a lot of high-top chairs and stuff there. Yeah. So
I think they've only got like two or three low-top tables.
I can tell you if it's a sports bar kind of thing or not. Did they have TVs?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Okay, well, then that's what it is.
Yeah. But it's a sports bar with sushi.
Yeah.
So, but it was good.
We went when the NFC Championship game was on. So you had
probably had a lot to do with it too.
Yeah. So pretty good stuff. All right. How about some snacky foods?
Now it's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
We're gonna start with a tried and true drink, Mountain Dew, with a new flavor coming July 2025. Honeydew flavored Mountain Dew. So if you like honeydew flavored stuff, that'll be a good one for you. You can try it out.
I saw a Dr. Pepper cherry.
That's not on the snack food report.
I know, but I saw it at Publix.
Because it's existed for a long time.
I've never seen it at Publix, but they don't have a diet cherry.
No, they don't.
Dr. Pepper.
They used to have a zero sugar cherry.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you went into Publix.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffle maple flavored cereals. This little like Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffles. You can pick those up. Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches have several new flavors. They have new mint cookie, cinnamon churro, hot fudge brownie, and birthday cake flavored Fat Boy ice cream sandwich pops.
Fat Boy birthday cake. Wow.
Yep. And it's maple season over at Hardee's. The maple bacon super biscuit and Frisco burger are at Hardee's for a limited time.
Put that on your calorie list.
Right. Yeah.
Sprite Chill, which we've had, has a new strawberry kiwi flavor that's available. No zero sugar available yet, though. TGI Fridays in the frozen section has a grilled cheese mini toasted sandwich that you put in the air fryer. Cookie Dough Bites, the candy, has a new caramel flavor, so it's caramel and cookie dough. Corn Nuts has a new kick and dill pickle flavor. Let's see here. Baby Ruth ice cream sandwiches, Butterfinger ice cream sandwiches are both now available. Reese's Red Velvet Cake is a new flavor of those. Lunchables Desserts, this is a big one. They have Chips Ahoy soft cookie, Marshmallow Crispy Square, S'mores, Star Cookies, Fudge Brownie, and Oreo Cookie Frosting. So it's Lunchables, like the Lunchable Pizza, where you build your own things on top of the thing, Lunchable Desserts. Pop-Tarts Lemon Blueberry Frosted Crumble is available now, and you can pick that up at stores. And Pringles has three new flavors, Loaded Potato Skin, 7-Layer Dip, and Beer Can Chicken.
We'll be right back with the close.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, general manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, our time, 7:42. We'll be out of here in just a couple of moments. Make way for Swap and Shop, Action Line, Roundtable, Rutherford Issues, right on into the Rick Burgess Show and into the afternoon here on WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage by downloading the MyMTE app. You can even pay your bill there. Report outages right from your phone. Free and available on iOS and Android. Today, we salute Jesse Curtis, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for having a winning smile and helping hands. And if you're having a day, she'll make it better. Jesse Curtis receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, a good neighbor. Today, Jesse Curtis. Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to our phone number, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. A couple of the very easy ways that you can send in a good neighbor nomination. You can also throw it in the mail, call. We'll take it any way we can get it. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. And we'll highlight that special person on the air, and they'll receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Why can't Cinderella play soccer?
I don't know. Why?
Because she's always running from the ball.
Replay.
Oh, wait, replay. Give it a thumbs up. Yay!
That was a winner. Winner chicken dinner.
John, do you know what my method for scoring dad jokes has turned into?
Ugh, what's that?
I just pick one. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Don't even listen anymore.
Wow. That could taint his score.
You know what I do?
You don't really have a score anymore. So you just have whether it's good or bad.
Right.
In your opinion. But others.
Your jokes are amazing.
That's what they think.
Yeah, they're kissing up.
What have we learned today?
Well, we learned about the new Whopper burger in Ohio that they're kind of experimenting with.
Pretzel bun.
There's also a new Parmesan garlic Whopper that they're working with.
Their grilled, or their chicken wraps are not grilled, but their chicken wraps are pretty good.
Their chicken wraps are excellent.
They are good, yeah.
I forgot to mention the ghost pepper bread from Subway, which I'm a big fan of. I've had it a couple times now. It is very, very good.
It'll give you the pepper sweats.
It's very hot. It's very spicy, but it's good. It's one of those like touches your lips and your lips burn a little bit. But it's if you like heat, it's very good.
Oh, and we also learned about Valentine restaurants to go to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We added one later, Firebirds.
Yeah. It's new. It probably didn't make the list because it's kind of fresh, but
a lot of people go to Crystal.
It's true.
And they get a candle, and, you know, they used to do that in White Castle all the time, you know.
That's true.
You could take Mama to Crystal because it's like a minute from her place.
Yeah.
And she likes it. She likes them, right?
Yeah.
There's a
Waffle House over there, too.
That's true. Nothing says romance like Waffle House.
That's true.
We've been, my wife and I went there a lot of times.
I love Waffle House.
Anniversaries.
Waffle House is a wonderful restaurant. Yeah.
Something else that I found at Publix that I did not mention that I want to make sure that I do, because I'm a big fan. I was looking for salad. I like some crunchy things in my salad, and the crispy onions are really good. But they didn't have any, but they did have fried pickle salad toppers.
Oh.
But it actually had the pickles in it. And they were really super, super thin pickles. But they had kind of a breading on the outside. They were excellent. They were like chips.
Did you count that as calories?
I did.
And he didn't even put them on a salad. He just ate them.
I did. They had three servings in the bag, and it was like 40 calories per serving. Something like that. So it wasn't bad.
Pretty good.
Little salad topper there. So that's a few of the things that we learned today. And we also are celebrating songs about February this week on our Song of the Day.
Hendrix played on some.
Here's Mr. Lou Reed as we get out of here. Christmas in February. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Fierce and fearless. That's the price.